Welcome to the Living Greater Podcast. I am your host, Arne Allemond. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today, Thursday, March. Gosh, I believe it's March 22nd, 2019. Thank you for joining in. I've got some, I'm inspired by it. I've got some little quips and ideas that popped into my head today. Actually, I've got so many fun ideas rambling around, and I'm glad I came back to this one that I'm going to talk about here in just a couple of minutes on winners and losers is what I'm going to talk about today, actually. But before that, a couple of really quick side notes. Next week, I'm super stoked. I've been talking about this since day one, and this has been part of the big vision. The idea of inviting and interviewing people that are making a difference in the world around us and helping others to live greater. So guess what, y'all? Next week, I am kicking off my first interview, or should I say interviews? I've got a few lined up right now, and I could not be more excited and thrilled about the stories I'm going to be able to share and to be able to share through the perspective and the eyes of some amazing people in our community. And even though these people are in our local community here in the Treasure Valley, you know, Boise, Idaho, these stories are they're stories that will resonate with you. They are stories about people that you know, people in your communities, your community, wherever you're at. And that's what is exciting to me. So I can't wait. I can't wait. I cannot wait to be able to share them, because as I'm talking to and inviting some people to be on the show and to talk about things that have been impactful in their lives, I'm learning more about their stories. It's like I've seen the tip of the iceberg. I see what's out there on social media, and I have my thoughts about why I'm inspired by it and how it drives me, the things that I've learned and seen through them. But what's awesome is just the pieces that drove them to that point that they're at right now, where they're making that difference. Oh my gosh, guys, it's just, I get goosebumps, I get chills. I can't wait to share it. It's just super excited. So those are the things that I just think are going to, you know, that unite us and pull us together, make us stronger. And so anyway, suffice to say, fired up about that. Also next week, I am stoked. I mean, I mentioned it the other day. Some of you may not know, but I am a high school science teacher by day, sometimes by night as well, depending on how much grading I've got. You know how that story goes. Was, you know, dynamite. I mean, been blessed to be able to teach and work in the environment that I do for the last 13, 15 years of my, gosh, nearly 20-year career. And anyway, next week I get to celebrate being a teacher by being on spring break. I mean, what's better than that? It's like ever since you're a kid, it's like, you know, you're looking forward to Christmas, you're looking forward to spring break, you're looking forward to summer vacation. Those aren't enough to get you through the other, you know, 186 days of the school year or whatever it pans out to be. But you got to have some love for it and enjoy what you do to make it through. But with that said, man, I do look forward to those breaks. And so got spring break coming up. And so I am stoked on my list. I was going to say I'm on the top of my list, but it's actually not the top of my list. But on my list is to get an intro. So dun, dun, dun. I'm going to have some music going. Maybe, who knows, something a little bit more fun and upbeat. So I threw that out a show or two ago, an episode or two ago, that if you are excellent and skilled in this area and you want to help a guy out, let me know how I can make that work. I mean, I know I'll figure it out. There's so many great tutorials and things out there, but anyway, it'd be fun to get somebody's thoughts and ideas on that. But all right, so on to you know, the topic of the day, and I don't want to spend a ton of time on this, although it is something that we could spend a ton of time on, and you know, it's something that I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to chat with somebody, because that's a lot of these topics that I'm talking about right now. I mean, these are my thoughts, And, you know, it is what it is, and it's great. And you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to voice those thoughts. I also want people to know that I welcome your insights to those thoughts. And what I was going to share is that a lot of these topics that I'm bringing up are, I mean, they're powerful to me, and I get passionate about it, sharing them and talking about them. But it's so much more impactful when you have insight from others. And so a lot of these topics are things that, you know, could be discussed down the road in interviews with other people, just gaining different perspective from different folks about how these things apply in their lives, what they think about it. You know, I mean, somebody may call BS on it. I have no idea, and it's all good because you know what? It is what it is, right? So my thoughts, my opinions, but this is one that has been showing up in my life a lot lately, this idea of winners and losers. And I'm going to spin it a little bit here in just a second, so I'll kind of straighten it out for us. But it's been hitting me in a number of different capacities. And then this morning, I'm listening to a great podcast that I like, The Order of Man. If you're a man and you have not listened to that podcast, load it up and check it out. They do an incredible job just sharing content and topics that I really feel like are relevant to us as men, as fathers, as friends, as husbands, as employees, as business owners, whatever. They're topics and ideas that are powerful, and at least for me, and I can't imagine that I'm that much different in a lot of these regards as from other men. They make an impact. They really make me stop and ponder things. And so this morning, what was it? I think it was 10 topics. This was actually from a few days ago. I just finally got to the rest of it today. But 10 topics or 10 ideas, top 10 ideas to crushing your career. You know, and some of it just said, hey, suck it up and make the most out of it. You know, that was one of the things, but that's not the winners and losers part. The winners and losers part centered around have a mentality that supports competition, have a mentality that supports others and building others up and teaching and coaching others and helping others, with the idea being that you know you're helping to lift other people up in areas that you're an expert in, and you're not necessarily doing this for an exchange of money or you know for personal gain. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do, and you're also doing it because it drives the needle, you know, and the needle that I'm talking about is like the speedometer needle or the tachometer needle. It's like, hey, I want to improve as a man. I want to improve as a person. I want to improve as an athlete, a father, a husband, all of these things. How am I going to do that? And at the end of the day, I'm not going to do that if I'm sitting here as an individual, personally competing with everybody that is in my life, hoarding all of my skills and my knowledge and my inspiration and my thoughts and keeping it all to me because I'm afraid that if somebody else gets that stuff, that they might get ahead. And it's really funny. I mean, when I say it like that, I listen to it and I'm like, dude, that's like a sick thought, you know? But at the same time, total transparency, that has been me at different times in my life. And I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we can all identify with periods in our life when we've been that way. With me as an athlete, it's been that way at times. With me as a father, it's been that way at times. With me as a husband, related to my kids and other aspects in our family dynamic, it's been that way at times. With me as an entrepreneur and a business owner, it's been me in that way at some time, whether we're competing for accolades, whether we're competing for awards, whether we're competing for customers and clients. And I tell you what, guys, I mean, there have been a couple of pivotal moments in my life related to this. And one of those moments actually came in coaching and in a different lifetime, it seems like, for me. But when I was a head volleyball coach and ran a volleyball club, and that was a huge part of my life. One of the things that made me desire to step away from that for a period of time was this possession that I was starting to feel over my program and my ideals that were driving the program, what I wanted from it. And I started to question, are my ideals and goals getting in the way of the user experience? Are they getting in the way of the progress of the people that I'm working with and interacting with? And I was at a different stage in my life too, and it was a healthy move. It was a healthy opportunity to step back, even though maybe some people didn't understand it at the time. I tell you, on one hand, I was tired of competition. And part of that competition that I was tired of was this constant, incessive in the club world. I don't know if that came through or not. We'll see. But I just got a call ring in, so I buzzed out of there, so pardon me. But in the club world, you know, one of the things that is always there is this competition for athletes, and athletes jumping from club to club, searching for the best coaches, sometimes driven by parents, sometimes driven by athletes, but everything is geared around providing the best experience and opportunities for their children, which is why, you know, they're doing the club in the first place. But as a coach, it was like, well, man, I'm providing an incredible opportunity here, but I have to compete with these people. And so there was this environment where I wanted to make the things that I did different from everybody else's program, and I wanted to share with people that what I was doing was better than what everybody else was doing in the program. And the downside is that we live in a small community. I mean, you know, the Treasure Valley from, you know, 100-mile cross-section, we've got 500,000 people. I mean, that's nothing, right? And we're the most populous part of the state of Idaho. Now, if you're from out of the state of Idaho and that sounds intriguing to you, and you also hear all of the other good stuff about Boise, that's not an open invitation to just drop everything and move here. Although I wouldn't blame you if you did, but I'm just saying, I'm not throwing the plug to have everybody stop what you're doing and come to Boise, but it's a great place to live. But that feeling, that mentality, I could feel the drain it pulled on me, and I didn't like it. I mean, what would have been more amazing is if, as club owners, if we collaborated with each other in certain ways, if we ran things together in certain ways so that we were raising up the level in the Treasure Valley. Now, I haven't been involved in 13, 15 years, I don't know. And so I can't say exactly what's going on right now. There's a lot of really great volleyball clubs and other sports clubs in the area. But so maybe some of that collaboration is there. And certainly you have to protect your client base. You have to protect your business acumen, you know, what makes you unique. But we also have, I feel like, an obligation to move the needle. And if we're always holding on, guys, we don't have that opportunity. We're not going to move forward as fast as we can. We move forward when things open up. Look at technology. You know, I mean, we're living in an age right now where tech, it's expanding and growing at a rate that is inconceivable. And it's happening because of the ways that people are sharing. But also, I think in part, the fact that it's very difficult to keep things secret. So people are constantly moving the dial, and you're seeing, okay, this is what they're doing. Okay, I can do this. And we just keep stepping up, edging up, edging up. And it's exciting. And so this has been coming back in my life in areas of business. And, you know, in the health and fitness world, a lot of the podcasts that I listen to, I had an epiphany probably about 6 months ago that it was amazing. All of the people, these podcasts that I listen to, which are, you know, personal trainers, coaches, health coaches, fitness coaches, business coaches, et cetera. But the people that they are interviewing are people that are doing the same thing as them. And they're doing it on a grand scale. And I'm sitting there starting to look at it, and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. See, I mean, this guy right here is wanting to, you know, his business is personal training, you know, clients online, and yet he's got these other coaches that are doing the same thing, and they're like sharing information back and forth. I was like, that's just a crazy idea. And it hit me that there is no shortage of people to help and people to impact within the consumer space. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in this mindset of scarcity and, excuse me. And it's a shame because we live in a world that's abundant. I mean, if you look around and think about how many people we pass by every day that could benefit from something that you have to offer, whether it's just your kindness, right? Whether it's just your kindness and who you are as a person, or whether it's a professional service or a product or whatever, we live in an abundant world. And I think it's easy to lose sight of that as we're working to push ahead and make ourselves better. We lose sight sometimes that we can actually grow faster by having somebody there alongside us. I've always found this out with athletics, and now I'm finding it out in other areas of my life, that you know, I would, like, speaking athletically, I would get interested in something. I would compete. I would take it on. And oftentimes maybe I was doing it with a group of friends, or maybe, you know, somehow an entry level aspect. And, you know, you reach a certain point, you reach a certain threshold, and whether you realize it or not, you're limited. You're limited to the people that you're surrounded by. And that's not saying anything bad about anybody that you're with, but there comes a point when you either decide, okay, this is where I want to be. I'm totally happy here because I'm happy being comfortable, and I don't want to be outside of that box in this area of my life. Or you reach a point, you say, you know what, I want to stretch myself, and so I'm going to take my skill set and I'm going to go somewhere else, and I'm going to go play over there. Jumping back to a volleyball example again, I mean, when I started playing volleyball senior year in high school, and then into college, you know, I started playing with my buddies. We started playing at the sand courts. We started playing in the gym. It's kind of all we did. And I reached a threshold with my friends where I was one of the best volleyball players in my friend group. And, but I saw these people at the other end of the courts, and these guys, and we'd go out there and, you know, they were jumping high and they were hitting the ball a million miles an hour and they were digging. And I mean, they were doing all this amazing stuff and it looked like so much fun. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. And I just remember thinking, I'd leave and I'd go home and I'd be like, I got to get up with that group. I got to go over there. And so I found myself starting to move over to those courts, you know, over the course of the next couple of weeks. And I'd kind of work my way in. And then I actually would go and sit on the side and I'd put my shoes in. I didn't know any of these guys, but I'm like, hey, I'm going to, can I play in, you know? And they're like, well, sure, whatever, you know. And I'm out, you know, a couple serves and rallies and I'm done. But what was amazing is that my skill level rose and grew. Now, I had to make a choice, and it was difficult because my friends that I had been playing with, they saw that change also. They saw me wanting to go and play with those other players and things. But here's what happened as a result of that was really exciting. One thing that happened is I got an opportunity to play in college. I mean, that was phenomenal. So I was able, because of the skills that I developed, to make that a part of my life for a period of time, which was fabulous. Outside of that, because of those skill set I developed and because of the knowledge that came from that, I was able to be in coaching. And as a result of coaching, what's even more amazing to me is that some of the athletes that I coached have now become coaches. And because of some of what we did in the weight room in the summers, well, I like to think that it's in part because of that, but some of these athletes have gone on to be high-level competitors in the athletic world, in the CrossFit scene. And I mean, it's freaking amazing. You know, it's like the biggest compliment that I could ever receive in my life, to be able to work with someone and to be able to see them gain or attain some level of expertise and experience out of that is, that's awesome. I mean, it's exciting. I love to see it. And so, you know, to bring that around full circle, I think sometimes as adults, you know, when we live in this social media world where we're able to watch people's experiences on social media, but all we see is the good things. And sometimes it's hard when we see people get ahead and we know how hard we're fighting. Sometimes we get a little bit angry. Sometimes we get a little bit possessive and selfish. And I feel like that's when we start to hoard these ideas. And so that's really my message today, and it is something that, man, it's front and center in my life right now, and sometimes I do a really good job with it, and sometimes I don't. But the idea of helping others win, that's what it boils down to. And if you can help somebody win in a competitive space, I truly believe, guys, that it will come back to you. I try to profess that with my boys as their competitors now, and they're working with their teams. And, you know, sometimes they talk about wanting a lesser opponent. And I try to share with them, you know, just this concept, this idea. And I said, you know, I love that and I totally understand that. But here's something to think about. What I would hope and what I pray for you guys is that you're presented with competitors and competition each day that you step into the arena, each day that you step into life, that not only challenge you, but that they challenge you in such a way that it brings out your best. You know, I don't want it to be so challenging that my kids would shut down, but I want it to be challenging enough that if they push themselves, if they're inspired, if they give that extra bit of effort, then they could come out on top. And at the same time, if that competitor does the same, they could come out on top. That's the kind of environment I want. I mean, I want that for my kids, and that's the kind of environment that I want for myself. I mean, that truly, in an environment like that, guys, everybody wins. I mean, if you're doing the right things, then let your things be your things. And you do what you need to do to make money. You do what you need to do to compete. You do what you need to do to be involved in relationships, you know, whatever that is. But support other people in doing it as well. Help them win. Help them get to that point. Give them just enough information to help them push ahead, you know? You don't have to give them everything. I don't want to mislead you on that. But, you know, Give some stuff out there that you've learned that makes you special. And what I've found is that it gives me opportunity for pause. It gives me opportunity to think. And not only do they improve, but it drives my needle. And those are the moments when I have my greatest breakthroughs. And I truly believe that that if that's an area of your life and an aspect that we approach life with, of just constant growth, you know, an abundant mindset, and helping others win, that they will. And as a result, you will too. So that's all I've got today, folks. Sorry for the little pause in the middle. And man, I hope you stuck around to the end, because I felt like there were some real nuggets in there that I'm actually going to go back and listen to myself, because, man, those are the things that make it work. So, hey, thank you so much. Get out there, do something special, inspire somebody, and let's see who we can help win right now, and celebrate that. Feel good about it. All right, guys, bless you. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.